might make it almost more difficult. I mean, if you go to the middle of his body, you might bounce.
Yeah, that hurts. As like to hit a man, a grown man, in his core, like his center of gravity hurts. Like, so I know we want it to, you know, like they say, hit him in the chest, but that hurts. Your leverage points are usually high or low. If I wanted to knock this over, I would push it at the top or on the bottom. I wouldn't hit it in the middle. So it's the same thing when you're talking about tackling somebody. So, you know, all this stuff sounds good on paper, you know, but it's very hard to apply it sometimes. Like I said, I think we've cleaned the game up tremendously since when I first came in the league. And it's something that'll continue to be ongoing. You said what? Yeah, I mean, he's somebody that's played in the league, you know, I think 14 years or 13. So, I mean, he's trying not to overwhelm me with everything that he knows, but if he sees small things, you know, he's able to correct me. He's somebody that's been a great addition. He details his work. You know, I know he spends a ton of time at the facility, so, you know, he'll come in, he'll have all our cards, all the third downs, all the bunches, and he's given us, you know, these tips, and it's been great, man. It's been fun to have him in the room. We got a special group in that room. He's definitely been a part of it. Yeah, I mean, it's at this point, you know, I know the concepts, I know the scheme, and so now it's very small things, how to gain a step here or there, how to, you know, what my leverage should be on a specific guy, and small tidbits that, you know, I know I use, you know, every day, whether it be in practice or in games. And Tim, obviously, to play in the league for as long as he did, you had to know something and been doing something well. And so I make sure I take advantage of that knowledge.
Have you ever seen clips of when he played? Because, I mean, he used to play in a way that you were just talking about.
I haven't, but I've heard about him. You know what? That might be something I'm going to have to look up some old clips and get a little highlight. He might be embarrassed about it, but I might have to look that up. Well, I think, you know, prior to 2016, you've had a lot of guys that were in the communities and doing things to serve their communities. But I think what Colin has done, or what Colin did when he took a knee, is he gave an example of just how much influence we have as athletes if we choose to use the platform that we stand on. And then what happened after that is you saw more and more athletes get involved, get active, and that became even louder. That platform got even bigger. And so I think we're starting to see the leverage that we have, the opportunity that we have, if we collectively speak out on the injustices that we see, we collectively stand up for the communities that we've come from, that we can actually make a difference. And that's the biggest thing, is that I think athletes are starting to see that opportunity, and they're putting the country, the communities, before their own personal game. You said what? Well, I think they see an opportunity to do something that's groundbreaking as well.
Malcolm, how are you?
What's going on?
Man, how's it going, man?
It's going good.
Congratulations on getting back here now, because you were here your rookie year with the Saints, and you guys took down Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Now you're back with the Eagles to take down the other great Tom Brady. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, obviously, it's a very, very similar situation. You know, we were underdogs with the Saints going into that game. But we had a fun year, and, you know, hopefully trying to repeat that this time around.
Underdog with the Saints now, underdog here with the Eagles. How much of that been roaming around your locker room, that you're underdogs? How much do you guys pull on that?
Well, I think everybody's just starting to label us underdogs since we got in the postseason. But to be honest, we felt like underdogs our entire lives and all season. Most of the guys who've come here have been cut, traded, or drafted too low. And everybody's had a chip on their shoulders. And really, we've been, you know, given the short end of the stick the entire year. But we've stuck together. We believed in the guys next to us and continue to rack up wins.
When Nick Foles stepped in, when you lost Carson Wentz, you stepped in, you started talking to the team. What did you say when Nick Foles became the starter to your team?
Well, we were playing the Rams and we're trying to win the NFC East. Carson goes down, Nick steps in, we win that game. And in the locker room, I wanted to just tell the team, like, don't let anybody come in here and change your mind about who you are. All year we've lost guys. All year we've stepped up and answered the bell. All year we stayed together and believed in ourselves. And now that, you know, Carson is going down, it doesn't change anything. It sucks. We love Carson. And for him as a player and the year that he was having, that was terrible. But all our goals and dreams are right in front of us. And I wanted to make sure that we understood that before the media came in and started, you know, trying to plant seeds of doubt.
Well, speaking of answering the bell, your wife, she's been answering the bell.
No doubt.
You guys just had a new baby girl. Tell us the baby girl's name and tell us about this week. Have you got a baby girl? You got the Super Bowl? Have you been able to get any sleep?
Well, we have my second daughter named Salah Nola Jenkins. And my wife is a champion. Regardless of what happens this week, she's been picking up she's been holding the weight this week to make sure I get some sleep. Obviously, we got out here a couple days, so I've been out here by myself getting some good sleep in the hotel. But they'll all come up in the next couple of days. But it's obviously exciting times for not only me, but my entire family.
Can I ask you something personally, man? Because I'm going to tell you something right in front of everybody here now. I had a lot of Irvins, and I gave my tickets to all of my family members, those Irvins, right? Mm-hmm. And then I asked later on, I said, how was the game? They said, well, we didn't watch the game. We sold our tickets. Now, will the Jenkins watch the game, or will those family members sell those tickets?
Oh, no, they're going to be in the game because they selling that. I bought them tickets, so they're not selling. They'll be in the game.
You hear that, Irvin? They will be at the game. Chris, back to you, buddy.
Hey. Good seeing you, brother.
Congratulations, buddy.
What's that? Velvet? What's that crest, bro?
Man, come
I
on,
see
man.
You.
It's open at night.
I see it.
You're the star.
Hey.
I'm just trying to dress like one.
You win against the Patriots the same way you win against anybody else. You execute better than they do. You make more plays. You know, it's just a game at the end of the day. We got a lot of respect for that team. The reason that they win is not because they have some magic dust. It's because they're a well-coached, well-prepared team, obviously with the best quarterback to ever do it. But we feel really good about the players that we have in our locker room as well. Our defense, our offense, our special teams groups, our coaching have us well prepared every week. And so we're excited to be able to have an opportunity to compete against a team like that on a stage like this.
It's the best advice that you can tell the teammates that you have been here before.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is I've told them to embrace the moment, embrace being here, because my first year I was so nervous and excited about the game that I never left the hotel room the entire week. And, you know, now I think back on it and it's been so long, thinking that I would get back here is 8 years later. You don't know when the next time you'll come back. So you got to enjoy the moment, enjoy all of the things that we've worked so hard to get to, and obviously prepare like you need to. Take care of your body while we're out here. Don't get distracted, but enjoy the moment because we're prepared. We're gonna play hard. We're gonna compete, and the rest will take care of itself.